All right, model specification and why it matters. I am not, let me say this 7,000 or 8,000 times. I am not trying to tell you that multivariate analyses shouldn't be done. I'm not trying to build cynicism into you. A little bit of healthy skepticism, yeah. The bottom line is, the meaning of a regression weight is the unique contribution of that variable to that model. You can't tell from that regression weight how that variable is going to contribute to any other model. You want to know about the other model? You got to go get the data and run it. Okay? So this is not about hopelessness. This is not about cynicism. This is not about all these statistics suck. This is about doing them properly and not pushing them farther than you ought. What we need to remember is that we will never, ever, even once, have a properly specified multiple regression model, one that includes all of and only the causal variables influencing the criterion. That would be a properly specified model. Every variable that has a causal impact on the criterion would be included in the multiple regression model. Yeah, that'll happen. Thus, our model is misspecified, including only some of the causal variables influencing the criterion, and maybe has variables that don't influence the criterion. So we have both underspecification and overspecification, although some people say there's no such thing as overspecification, and so they prefer the term flooding. Whatever. What's the problem with misspecification? Remember that each regression weight tells the direction and extent of the contribution of that variable to that model, controlling for all the other variables in the model. If you don't put a variable in the model, you can't know its contribution. And if you don't put a variable in the model, you can't find out what happens to all the other variables when you control for it. So if we don't have a properly specified model, the regression weights for the variables that are in the model don't necessarily tell us what we hope to learn. Said differently, the unique contribution of a particular predictor may vary importantly depending upon what other predictors have been included in the model. Now, I think of this as the hockey novice challenge. Imagine that you didn't know anything about ice hockey, which doesn't take much imagination for most people. You've been given piece of paper and a ticket, and you're supposed to sit up in the stands and figure out how many positions there are on a hockey team and what each position's job is. Make sense? Shouldn't be this hard. You watch them, you see what they do, you write it down. Oh, but there's a hook. If you act badly in hockey, they make you go sit in the penalty box. And you don't get to replace the person in the penalty box with another player. Which means, at least part of the time, you have an underspecified model. You're trying to watch the behavior of, say, 5 people and figure out what the 6 of them would be doing if they were there. You see the problem? That's exactly what we do to multiple regression all the time. We don't have all the players on the field. So we're trying to figure out what the players would do if they were all there. And let's say that one of the defensemen was a bad bear and is now in timeout, in quiet time. Are they going to just leave that spot open? No. Somebody's going to adjust their space and style of play to make up for that missing player. Same thing in multiple regression. If one of the causal variables isn't in the model, all the others are rushing around trying to make up for it. Make sense? That's the problem with underspecification. Since our model will tend to have fewer predictors than the complete model, predictors in the model are not competing with the predictors that should be in the model. The amount of collinearity is less than it would be in the full model. The collinearity mix is different than it would be in the full model. The weights are trying to make up for predictors not in the model. You with me? I mean, suddenly, let's say that one of the forwards is out. Suddenly, one of the defenders comes forward and scores. and that defender looks like a good scorer. No, they suck. That's why they're a defender. That's not an accurate representation of defenders, and both of my soccer-playing sons who tend to play defense would kick my ass if I suggested to them that they're stuck back there because they can't score. Because it's not true. But the idea is you got a misrepresentation of that person. You think they're a scorer. And most of the time, they're supposed to be playing defense. You with me? Now, there's two different things here. There's the amount of collinearity, the amount of shared variance changes, and the mix changes. Even if you substitute one variable for another so that the amount of collinearity is less, the collinearity mix will still be different. So, the resulting regression weights tend to overestimate the unique contribution of each predictor, increasing type 1 errors. The resulting regression weights might underestimate the unique contribution of that predictor because of the collinearity mix, which ones happen to be in there. If you've got a bunch of variables that aren't predictors in there but are correlated with the other predictors, you can lead to an underestimation, and that means type 2 errors. And the resulting regression weights, because of the collinearity mix, might have the wrong sign. A type 3 error. And of course, the booger is, that's a technical psychometrics term, the booger is you don't know and can't know which underspecifications are producing type 1 errors, which ones are producing type 2 errors, and which ones are producing type 3 errors. This is why convergence is so important. The relative importance of a variable is built up across multiple studies with different sets of variables in the model. If every time you look, in every model that you look, you find out that time on task still has unique contribution, you begin to convince yourself that time on task is a great, important causal agent for exam performance, because it keeps showing up in all these different associations. If you find out that instructional quality shows up sometimes but not others, you say, whether or not it has a unique contribution, whether or not it's a causal agent, seems to be tied to what else is going on. Does that make sense? We're back to programmatic research. We're back to rejecting the critical experiment, the one true study, the one true model. Because the one true model has all of the causal agents in it, and if we knew what that model was, you wouldn't be studying it, would you? Make sense? We're back to that first day of 941, the research loop, and all of the things that come with it. Some more. Since our model will tend to have fewer predictors than the complete model, the R-square is, quote, smaller than it should be, and the error variance is, quote, larger than it should be. How are we doing? Since the error term is used in the F-test of the model, and each of the multiple regression weight T-tests, all of those tests tend towards missing the contribution of variables to models. On average, we're hurting ourselves in our attempt to identify contributing variables. So the summary idea is where we started. Behavior is complicated, and so larger models are, on average, more accurate. That is the hope of all multivariate statistics. When you go from bivariate to multivariate models of behavior, not prediction, but models of behavior description, the hope is that on average, larger models are more accurate. When you shift from ANOVA to a factorial ANOVA, or from ANOVA to ANCOVA, anytime you're engaging in statistical control, the assumption is models with more predictors do better on average than models with fewer predictors. The R-square goes up and the error term goes down, reducing some type 2 errors. The amount of collinearity increases, limiting type 1 errors. The collinearity mix is more correct, limiting type 3 errors. Bigger models, on average, are a bigger pain in the ass and a bigger opportunity for success. What can we do about misspecification? Running larger models with every variable predictor in them won't help. Models with many predictors tend to get really messy. Our best hope is to base our regression models on the existing literature and good theory and to apply programmatic research. Include variables that are known to be related to that criterion. That will help avoiding type 1 errors from a poor collinearity mix. Include only other variables that there are theoretical reasons to think about may contribute to the model. Use the largest and most representative samples available. Run multiple models. Okay? Nothing's different than when we had this same conversation about correlation, chi-square, and ANOVA, is it? We still have given up the notion of one true way, even if we didn't believe in sampling theory. We've given up the notion of one true way, we've given up the notion of one true model, and we're looking for convergent, generalizable information.